Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, a presentation on the Mental Health News Radio Network. The Outer Limits of Inner Truth Radio Show.
Ryan, that is a freaking awesome question.
You are the power, and you do not need anybody's permission.
He's the only guy that ever crawled out of a grave where people didn't go, oh, ah!
Don't worry, don't be afraid, ever, because this is just a ride.
You're a great interviewer. You're one of the best.
If this is the best God can do, I am not impressed.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Outer Limits of Inner Truth Radio Show, outerlimitsradio.com. I'm your host, Ryan. Tonight, our featured guest is actually a longtime listener. She's an exceptional teacher, and she's also a dear friend, and she has a beautiful, beautiful heart. She's an angel. She's one of those people that helped me get through a hellacious experience known as COVID earlier this year. But I've said it once, and I'll say it again, that I'm so impressed and blown away with the types of individuals that listen to our show. I mean, the people that listen to our show are teachers unto themselves. They're just incredible. And I love how engaged they are, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate engaging with you and listening to you and learning more about you. So it's been a great ride, and let us begin. It is a tremendous honor to welcome to our show one of our dearly beloved listeners. You know, some people tried to kill me. This is one of those rare individuals that actually saved my life, I guess. And her name happens to be Flicker Ron. She is an expert in the emerging world, a 432 HZ music expert on sound healing. She's had a very successful CD called Chakra Soundscapes. And in December 2018, Flicka released her first book, The Transformational Power of Sound and Music, which achieved number one bestseller status on Amazon. Please welcome to our show, Miss Flicka Ron. Thank you for being with us, Flicka.
Oh, it is such a delight to be here. And honestly, of all the people in the world that I would want to send some life-giving medicine to, it's you.
Really?
And your precious family.
No,
yes,
way,
you.
Not me. I got to be the lowest tone. No way. Well, I'm thankful. Very thankful.
Oh, God. Thank you. Ryan, you give so many people so much.
It's
my honor to serve when I can.
Thank you. Well, a lot of people say I give them a lot of aggravation, but if it's good aggravation, that's all positive. Wait, and real quick, learn more about Flicka Ron by going to her website at flickaron.com, and that's FLICKARAHN.com. So, Flicka, right away.
Yes.
From your perspective, how does sound actually heal the body, and what impact does it have on the spirit?
Oh, my gosh. Well, there are like two big areas that sound can profoundly influence, and that is your physical body by allowing the neurochemicals of the happy chemicals like serotonin and dopamine and oxytocin, those to be released. If you're listening to music that is conducive to those kinds of neurological releases. And also it affects your blood sugar level, your breathing, your heart rate. So we definitely know that a person who is stressed and highly anxious is not in a place where they heal. I mean, Dr. Bruce Lipton has said you cannot defend and heal at the same time. So when a body is anxious, you're in a defensive posture with whatever is you're feeling afraid of or threatened by. So music, beautiful music, calming music, the music that I write, can get your body into a place where it can begin to heal. Now, as far as the psychological, it is, it's a profound action that music has on your spirit and your soul and your consciousness. I would just present the idea of going to, say, a movie like Braveheart without the music. I mean, what would that be like? I mean, I guess you would like the colors and stuff, but I mean, it is the music that touches us at our deepest level. The music is a portal to the heart. A beautiful sunrise, certainly, and some beautiful art. But music is the quickest and most universal way that people have consistently contacted their heart and love and compassion. So there is this magic that happens when people sing together. I mean, we do that in church, and they've done that through all the traditions and the indigenous peoples throughout the world in history have used group singing as a way of connecting and aligning their consciousness together. So I see group singing, and I don't see a lot of that happening now. It brings such peace and comfort because we are a tribal species, and to be cut off from one another, we get frightened. Because it's hardwired in us to want to be together, to reach out, to hug people, to give comfort. So this is a very, very stressful, trying time.
It's really crazy. You know, as far as today goes, you know, some people say, oh, you know, the 70s, 60s and 70s and 80s, all great music. I'm not a fan of music today. I don't know what it is. I feel like it doesn't have like that passion. Is there a particular reason why you think there's some decades or some periods of time where the music just isn't good? I mean, I don't understand. Is there?
Well, I can take a. I think. Well, I've always thought that music displays the consciousness of the population at the time. So you look at the art, and look at the music that is composed in specific periods, and you will have a peek underneath the veil to look at the soul of humanity at that time. So you specifically mentioned the 70s and 80s. That was certainly in the aftermath of the Vietnam War, and we were gearing up for another one, which is insanity, by the way. But there was such pain and anguish associated with that. And so I think that if that is the music that makes you feel uncomfortable, it's perhaps that you are picking up on that pain. So. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. And when you are creating music, because you make such beautiful music, it really is soothing. I highly recommend that people just listen to your tracks and just clear your mind. It's just very uplifting. How do you do this? I mean, do you find certain beats that have a frequency, and do you just kind of create a Picasso of the frequency of the order that they'll be in order to maximize their effectiveness? I'm just curious how each one of the tracks you put together, like what is behind each one of the tracks? Does each one of the tracks trigger you into a different state? Are they done to pull you someplace else? Do some of the tracks actually give you a download of certain information?
Oh, the download happens before the tracks. Let's put it that way. I have three CDs. Daniel Wyman, my co-composer, and I have three CDs. The first one is called Chakra Soundscapes. And it was built on the resonant frequency of each of the chakras, starting with the root chakra all the way up to the crown chakra. And many people have used that as a way of balancing a chakra that they feel is not in alignment with the rest of them. I mean, like maybe your heart is broken. So you would listen to the heart chakra on that specific CD and close your eyes and just feel the energy and the love for yourself in that chakra. And I can promise you will be able to balance those chakras because they're built on the resonant frequencies of each of them. The second CD was called Hymns to Gaia, or in other words, honoring honoring Mother Earth. And so Daniel and I thought about each of those elements, water, earth, fire, wind, ether, and then we chose also the angelic realm and love, because we felt that those were also parts of our blessed Gaia. And for all of these, we don't write anything down. Both of us are classical musicians, so we've studied and know music inside and out. But we just channel. We get in our mind how we want to honor, like the water element, and we just channel that energy. And it happens in kind of a trance state. All of our music is done in a trance state. The third CD is entitled Ascension, and this is the latest one that we composed, again, in a trance state. We were channeling because I feel very, very strongly is that what is facing us as humanity is this opportunity to rise above the fear and the trauma and the turmoil. We must do that. We must rise above it. And to
how do you do that, though? How do you rise above the trauma? Yeah, especially if your local surroundings are pretty intense. Like, how do you rise above it?
That is a really good question. Thank you for asking that. And this is what I have in myself done, because I honestly, Ryan, I feel myself slipping back into some negative, heavy emotions. But I know what I feel like when I dip down into that heavy emotion of fear and, you know, what we've just been through in the past year and a half, is to allow, and this takes discipline, is to only allow loving thoughts of gratitude, thoughts of compassion, going out into nature, spending time with a pet, a beloved pet, or your children, you can't afford the luxury of going into that negative land. We just can't. And I know that we think that if we spend enough time there, we'll make things better. But honestly, we need more of us, more of humanity on the positive side right now. And that's part of like a quantum leap forward. If there's enough of us, we can speed this process along. So let me tell you what I see as this process is that the society is breaking down. And I know that as I have studied cymatics, which is sound made visible. And anyone who's interested in this, you can go on YouTube and find all sorts of explanations and examples of what happens when sound is introduced to like sand on a brass plate. So you will see emerge this gorgeous pattern at a specific frequency. Let's say the frequency is the note C. So you see the note C become a visible pattern. And then if you change the note, you go to a higher note, the pattern will go through some chaos before it then emerges the next pattern. The higher you go, the more complex and exquisite the patterns become. And what we are doing, Ryan, we are going through a frequency change. Earth is going through a frequency change, and everything on it is going through this chaos time.
Why is it happening? What is this? What is this frequency change about? Because I hear about it, and I feel like some people in New Age say, "Oh, you know, we're going to some fourth or fifth dimension." I'm just curious. Is that what it, is that?
Right.
What it is?
Right. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Something physical is happening as well. There is something called the galactic plasma sheet, which is that the Earth now is reacting to, and this is in our solar system. And as that galactic sheet is coming toward us, and I think we're already in it, it increases the frequency. And we have already seen in the outer planets the changes in those planets, starting with Pluto. And now Mars has had a great shift in their their planetary weather and the solid state, it's changed. And we are next in line. So Earth is next in line. So there is that. And then there is also this feeling of humanity is at the next evolutionary jump forward. And we are, the new humans are showing up. You are one of those new humans, Ryan. I mean, you have such a power of love in your heart. And anyone who is heart-centered and is compassionate and is empathetic, and I want to say that word empathetic again. So as long as people stay in those emotions, then they are the new humans, because the other beings who do not possess empathy they will drift away. So I have also heard, you know, that we're going into two timelines, like Earth is split. And I have no scientific evidence for that, although I feel it. That's all I can tell you is, and the fourth dimension, the fifth dimension is, the fourth is still in the physical realm, but it is much more, not quite as solid. It's not quite as solid. So what you think you can manifest very quickly.
Okay.
Because thoughts have power.
Well, I appreciate it, and I appreciate your kind words. I don't know if I'm a new. I am old. I'm very old. I could cough and throw out my back. My son, though, he's the one. I think he may be the new spirit, the new energetic spirit, and stuff like that. When we've had Nancy Dannison on our show before, who had this, you know, profound near-death experience. I always draw as a reference point, because I think that her near-death experience was provocative, even among other people who've had near-death experiences. And her conclusion was like, okay, look, humans are animals. They're never going to be more than human. And then I look at, I think, John Bales' book about the, I forget what it was, Hermetic studies, and they say that, you know, you can have a greater evolution. And then I go back to what Nancy says, and she's like, well, if you have more spirit in your body and you're not really bound by the human, then you can present a perspective from a greater spiritual perspective, encouraging more spiritual expressionism as opposed to the human animal. Where you see things going right now, do you think that is just, is it mainly a jump in the evolution for humanity, or is it mainly maybe potentially a switch over where humans are just going to be accessing more of their spirit as opposed to being bound by the human instincts?
Well, I've done a lot of research, and I've just started to really dive into DNA activation. So I'm looking at it from a purely biological standpoint to just the two-stranded DNA. And then also there are the esoteric writers are presenting the theory that we are activating the other 10 strands. So that would be 12 strand DNA is what is the future for humanity as we evolve into more energetic beings, more silica-based beings rather than carbon-based, and honestly, I'm on board with all that. What they say, and this is what I'm playing around with, because this is my biggest passion, Ryan, is that can I help people achieve this, or at least get a sense of who they are? They are not their trauma. They're not their beliefs. They're not their past. They're not their memories. They are not that. They are something way beyond the ego, and that is the spiritual being, and which is pure love. So this consciousness that is just pure love, and that's what and who we are. So is there any way that I can help people understand that or feel that? Because I know people can hear it, but they've got to experience it. They have to feel it to know it. So that is the push of my new music, is that the Ascension CD is to allow people to understand themselves at this greater evolved level, and which means all of those other strands of DNA come online. And then give us the ability to interact telepathically, to have a greater influence on our material world, to have our thoughts manifest quicker. And we already know that that does to a certain extent. I mean, in my life, I've done that. I have visioned things and they have come into my life. So that is my deepest passion right now and desire is to offer experiences through the sound bath. I use crystal singing bowls, and Daniel is a keyboardist, and I'm singing or toning. I don't use words to allow people to touch into that expanded emerging self, and they do. So I know that what I can offer does work, and that makes me really happy.
It is very helpful, and I agree with you. I mean, it's just beautiful music. I'm not just saying that because I love you. I'm just saying it because it really is. I mean, even if I said, Flicka, I can't stand you, I would say, oh, I can't stand you, but your music is really beautiful. So it's a totally unbiased perspective on it. If you look, I mean, I don't know. If you look and you see, okay, well, all this music, I guess, has a certain frequency. And if we look at a collective part of humanity that is being pulled into this totalitarianism and they're being, you know, kind of like, I guess, surrendering their individualism to some kind of collective mentality being ruled by these tyrants, and you've got the other portion of humanity that, you know, has individuals that are just fighting for freedom. I guess we have these two splits. Is there a musical frequency or vibrational frequency that makes sound that you can kind of sense if a person is wrapped up in this? Does a person's vibrational frequency and what their ideals are have any kind of sound quality or sound-esque to them?
That's a really, really good question, Ryan. And I could go a lot of ways from that that question. Let me just briefly touch on a couple of things. I think your listeners may know about the different ways of tuning instruments to 432 hertz or 440 hertz. And much of the music today, all of the music, well, no, I'd say all of it. My music, of course, is not tuned to 440. It is tuned to 432, which is just a way of tuning. And 432 is also a specific frequency. It's the note A on the piano. Music tuned to A at 432 hertz is very calming. It's peaceful. You're able to, you're actually, it aligns with sacred geometry, which your body is built off of those templates. So you don't feel like you're fighting that music. Now, the popular music today is tuned to 440 hertz, and it sounds a little more, it's a higher tuning. So you're feeling a little bit more anxious. Your body doesn't align with it very well because it's not built off of sacred geometry. It doesn't align with that. And so the youth of today are listening to music with that tuning. And we do know that music has a way of putting people into semi-trance or a hypnotic state. So anything that they hear with that tuned music, with repetition and with a strong beat that allows the mind to kind of go into a hypnotic state, they're picking up those thoughts and those feelings. I fear for them. I really fear for them because then they think those are their own thoughts and they aren't. They have been hypnotized, and those thoughts and directives have been channeled into their mind. Yes, there are frequencies that carry with them the sacred geometry shapes. And I'd be happy to go into that. It's a little bit more explanation, but in short, it is the F sharp major triad. And that is a fascinating triad because it carries It carries the star tetrahedron in its energetic shape that it puts out. And that aligns with all of our sacred geometry in our body. And it just feels great. You know, it's like, oh my God, I'm wrapped in this cozy, warm blanket and I feel wonderful and safe. So a lot of my music has F sharp major triads, and there are tracks and that I've built only on that. That triad. So
And what are those symbols? I mean, if people, are there certain symbols that if a person got a tattoo of would by default keep them at a certain vibration despite how low they might be feeling mentally?
Absolutely. I mean, just look around. And the big companies and the technocracy have used symbols to entrain you into, they carry energy. I mean, I've also thought, Ryan, lately about, you know, the symbols that are used for both bad and good and the energy that are carried in like the morphic fields of what those symbols carry. So you see, if you're a Christian and you see a cross, it makes, you know, it has a certain information for you. But if you see a satanic symbol, that has also information for you. But if you are a negative person or on the negative humans, I don't even want to call them humans, but they would be drawn to those other symbols. So yes, symbols carry energy. Words carry energy. They have a morphic field around them. So as I tell to my clients, be very careful about what words come out of your mouth, because they're carrying energy, and you have to be responsible with the energy that you release from your mouth. So,
I'm in a lot of trouble. Because when we... I'm in so much trouble because, you know, we're having a nice conversation, but a lot of, I say the F word a lot. I mean, that's the first thing I say in the morning. No wonder why they're like these little demonic entities that are appearing, like, ooh, a treat.
Oh, good food.
I can't help it. Food. I mean, I don't know. It's like, you know, I wish I had more patience, but
well, you know, you could substitute a word. You could say, oh, fruit, or something like that. I don't know if it would have the same energy for you, but honestly, Ryan, I'm telling you, it does carry energy because it's been used in so many bad ways that it just has a field around it. So, you know, go on a diet for like 3 days and don't say those words. And tell me how it goes.
I don't know. I guess, but I use them in a positive way. Sometimes I say the F word in a negative way, but a lot of times I say it positive. I say,
well, it is you.
I effing love you, and you know, okay. What an effing good meal, and I.
Well, it's the intention behind it is the strongest, Ryan. Really, so you know, the intention. Behind the words is what the person is who's in your, you know, around you. They hear the intention. So you're safe.
Right now. Let's see.
Phew, that was a close one, right?
Hey, don't worry. Like, you guys are all going to heaven. I'm going to heaven. And I'm excited.
No, you won't.
Totally going.
No,
going to hell. Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
how have you changed and grown in the last couple of years with your music and compared to what you're seeing in the world?
How have I grown? Well, I've done a lot of deep meditation. I've been on a lot of spiritual journeys, and I've gathered information that has just been given to me about what my purpose is, and also what my assignment was when I came to this during this lifetime, and that I had to clean myself out to be as clear a vessel as I could if I was going to fulfill my mission, which is to offer people peace and compassion and empathy. Starts with me, Ryan, you know, and if I can't feel that, or if I can't practice that, and honestly, I don't all the time, or really, I don't. I mean, the other day I lost it. It's a long story, but it was some bicyclers on my road, which is windy and teeny tiny, and it was very dangerous. So I lost it on them. But I haven't done that for a while. And I felt bad about it, but maybe I saved their lives. I don't know. That has been my goal, is to look at every shred of myself first. Is there anything in me that is that I'm bitter about, or hold resentment or bad feelings toward another person? If there is, then I stop and I take care of that, and I look at it and I wrap it up in my arms, and until I can say thank you for that situation or to that person, then I'm not done with that yet. And so I spend a lot of time doing that. And really, I'm so grateful for my life. It's just been a beautiful life. And it's not over yet, but everyone that I've ever come in contact with has been a blessing. Everyone.
It's like LeBron. I want to thank you so much for being with us today, and for also doing your part for saving my life, our family's life for you. I can't say that to many people. Thank you. Get a little more about Flicka by going to website flickaron.com. She's got wonderful CDs. We'll post links to all of them. And thank you for everything.
Well, I just love you, and I love you.
Me too.
The show and the what wonderful things you do for people. My gratitude to you, Ryan, and to all of your followers, and the people that you bless by allowing them to share their wisdom.
Okay, everyone, that concludes today's edition of the Out of Limits of Inner Truth Radio Show. Special thanks to our unbelievable guest, and special thanks, as always, to our virtues, Miss Carrie O'Connor, Miss Constance Dallas, and our associate producer, Jenny Lamisa. To learn more about the Out of Limits of Inner Truth, please go to our website at outoflimitsradio.com. And till the next time we meet, my friends, I wish upon you an abundance of peace, love, and beers. Take good care, and thank you so much for listening.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.